I just wanted to send you some love on
Yeah.
this December the 29th morning. There's no particular reason why. I
No,
just wanted
just
to
thought
send
I'd
you some
say hi.
kisses. Wanker.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. It's your final show, diff show of the year. Happy New Year to everybody. Hope you had a good one.
Happy New Year,
I'm gonna have a
patrons.
good one.
Timestamp this, please.
It is 10:21, 31 a.m. in the morning.
So just can't read the time.
No, misread it. Yeah, 10:30 in the morning. No
Yeah, this
presses yet.
probably, I know most of you probably want to listen to the main pod before you listen to this. So obviously keep your eyes and ears out for team news. I think all of the press conferences are done by 1:30 today. We'll do the team news stream for advanced and intermediate plus. I scheduled it for 7 tonight at the moment.
James is working his way through Christmas and New Year's like a machine, which everybody is truly grateful for, buddy.
I don't feel like a machine at the moment, as you well know.
You'll get there. We'll be all good. We did the main pod. I was probably not madly gloaty, but fucking hell, to go to the Emirates. Like, we don't win away at big teams, mate. And we did.
That's Moyes' first win away to one of
73
the
games, I
big
think.
four, the original big four when Moyes was at Everton. So I think it's Chelsea, Liverpool, United and Arsenal,
Yeah,
maybe.
73 games, I think,
Or
isn't
might
it?
be City instead of Chelsea, mate. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, 72 games or something. So let's
Yeah,
put that
Arsenal
one to bed.
undefeated in 14 London derbies in a row. Yeah. Tidy. I just, but yeah, it's just tight when you get to the end of the year and you look back and you reflect at the whole of 2023. It's been a really solid year. Really solid year.
You won a trophy, mate. Of course it was. It's one of the best
Yeah.
years in your history, mate.
And doing it whilst losing our best player that we've had for however long.
Was your best
We
player
always
last night as well, weren't
he wasn't great, I'll be honest with you. Look, I love Declan Rice. I'm not in that brigade of people that want to slag him off
Was
or
he getting
whatever
booed? I heard
else.
he was getting booed.
Yeah, he is getting stick from some of our fans, and they're pretty uneducated and stupid, in my opinion, because he was the best thing to happen to the club in ages. But yeah, I don't mind if he fucking gives away penalties like that. It was an awful lunge in, but it was 95th minute, and they knew they'd lost that game. So come on, we're doing all right. Finally, I think we need to start actually accepting that we're doing all right rather than
You are,
being
mate. I
miserable
mean,
bastards.
you are in at this moment in time. I don't think you'll do it, but you're in contention for top four.
Yeah, when you look at the teams we've lost against, though, it's like all the shit at the bottom. We need to figure that shit out. It's whenever we don't have 25% possession, basically. Let's do some predictions, shall we?
Aye.
Luton Chelsea, early kickoff.
We know because we've seen enough of big teams, and Chelsea are still one. Going to Luton, that this isn't going to be easy
No.
at all. I think Chelsea will probably feel a bit revitalised by the fact that Sterling and Palmer are back, and it might even be to their benefit that they've missed the middle of this clustered Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday. I think there might be a few players in the Chelsea lineup that aren't in it that might be a surprise. I've highlighted Gusto and Nkunku as two that I think there's every chance that they may not start this weekend. I'm going to give Chelsea the edge. I'm going to go 2-1 to Chelsea.
Yeah, I'm not. Actually, the fact that it's at Kenilworth, and I think the fact that they've got a bit of momentum, and I think the physicality and the set piece threat, I think it's going to end up being a 1-1 draw, James. I think I'm backing Luton to get a point. I don't think they're going to win it, but I think they will be able to get a draw. The longer game goes on that Chelsea aren't winning, the harder it's going to get. So I'm going to
Definitely
back
agree with
Luton in
that.
this one, 1-1. Aston Villa at home to Burnley, James. Claret and blue clash.
Yeah, they won't both be wearing claret and blue. That would be weird. Difficult to foresee Villa not winning. I know that was a blow the other night. And I think, but I probably didn't make enough on the main pod of obviously Kamara's absence. This is the last game that he misses a suspension. should have too much. I feel like the major difference with this and a Sheffield United game is I feel like you just know that you're going to get chances against Burnley. So I don't think it'll smash them. Now I'm going to go 2-0 Villa.
I've got 2-1, James. I think Burnley will score, but I think Villa will win. Yeah, I'm with you. I just don't see it being crazy. I think both, Villa's team is a little bit unsettled. It's not their trotting out their regular first choice 11 at the moment, is it? It's a bit of jiggery pokery.
The other thing to add in, obviously, in terms of playing Torres for me, is Burnley do have a weak spot on set pieces as well.
Yeah. This is a really interesting game. Crystal Palace, Brentford.
I'd like to watch this.
It's weird, isn't it? I look at it and I'm like, oh, yeah, this will be quite interesting. Even though, like, yeah, I'll watch it, but I won't go out of my way crazily. But
I think it'll be shit, but I think that there's a little bit of pressure on both of these now.
Yeah.
And yet, I mean, the loser, if there is a loser, he's going to start looking over its shoulder, I think, a little bit. Now, in Brentford's case, as I alluded to, there's a lot of players that might be back in game week 21, including Tony, which if they don't sell him, I just think you'd be absolutely fine. And I still look at Palace, and I know there's a lot of kind of angst with Roy Hodgson at the moment. Some of his comments again the other night probably didn't endear him. It kind of feels a bit negative for them at the moment. One win in 8 or 9 or something. But Eze and Elise are back, and I think that just makes them capable in any game. I think they need to sort out some of the stuff going on in the midfield area. We've obviously, Decore is obviously, we're probably going to miss the season. I think they need to add something in that area. And a forward, same as what we said in the summer, someone who you'd have more faith in than Mateta or Edouard to be finishing these chances. So Mateta obviously continue to play at the moment. I'm going to give Palace the edge here.
Me too, James.
I'm going to go 1-0 Palace.
I've got 2-1. But yeah, I definitely think Palace has got the edge. Home fixture, Brentford not quite right. When Tony's back, different kettle of fish. I think that'll be a big shot in the arm for Brentford, and we might see their fortunes turn a little bit.
Brentford lose, then their next game is Forest at home, which will be big. And I'll tell you why it'll be big, because Brentford's games after Nottingham Forest are Tottenham away, Manchester City at home, Wolves away, Liverpool at home, West Ham away, Chelsea at home, and Arsenal away.
Wow.
They could get sucked into this. I think they'd get themselves out of it at the end, but they could get sucked into it.
I do think eventually they've got the ability to get out of it. So I wouldn't say, even if they got sucked in, I wouldn't then think they're going to get relegated.
Whereas a look at Palace, Palace's next 5 home games, Brentford, Sheffield United, Chelsea, Burnley, Luton. Now, if they come out of that period and go into game week 29 and they're in shit. Remember last year we went, oh, in the running, the fixtures are great. Let's see how they do now. Right, if they come out of those home games and are massively in the shit afterwards, then they will be in trouble.
Man City at home to Sheffield United. I've got 3-0 down for this, James.
I prefer 2-0
to 3-0, if I'm honest with you.
So go 2-0 then.
But I think, I could see 2-0 more than 4-0, I suppose, is my point. But I'm going to go 3-0. I'm going to stick with 3-0.
Yeah, I'm going 3-0. I should have way too much, shouldn't I? You know, as mentioned on the main pod, the absentees, Harmar, Mihodzic, McAtee is not going to help either. So 3-0 City.
Yeah, agreed. Wolves, Everton at Molineux. Another game that I think is fairly evenly matched. Both teams are going to want to get something out of this. What's with DCL? He obviously came on off the bench, didn't he? So do you think he'll start again ahead of Beto? Well,
I think we've probably not mentioned him much recently because Everton's form's been pretty good. And that's despite the fact he's obviously not been finding a net. I think his performances have been average. Like, even though I obviously said last Sunday night that the way they played at our place was really good, but he didn't stand out as like a major threat. It was more the wide players like McNeil and Harrison and stuff. And then Danjuma, when he came on later in the game, were more of a threat. So I think he's probably have looked at it and gone, okay, Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, what's the priority here? Okay, the best chance of getting the results, despite City being at home, is probably the 2 away games. So I imagine he'll come back into the team tomorrow, I would think.
Okay. What's your prediction then?
This is a tough one to call. I mean, Everton's away form's largely been good. I think Wolves' home form's largely been good. I kind of going to go with what you said at the start, Serge, in terms of both will want to get something out of this, and I think they might. I'm going to sit on the fence and go 1-1.
1-1 for me as well on this one, James. Nottingham Forest at home to Manchester United. I've called this, James, I'll go first, as a Desmond. Yeah, I think it's going to be an entertaining game end-to-end. I think Nottingham Forest will attack in the same way that they lined up last week. Home fixture for them. I think Man United got a couple of goals in them for sure, but I actually think with the home advantage and home crowd, Forest got a couple of goals in them as well. So I think 2-2 on this one.
Yeah, they lost the last four at home, I want to say, maybe. Now it's kind of all irrelevant now
then,
that Nuno's in.
Manager change,
and obviously,
makes it very different.
They were a little bit unlucky against Bournemouth and obviously played the majority of the game with 10 men. And then I've obviously won, I guess you would have to say, fairly comfortably in the end at St. James's Park. I think that makes this a really tough game to call. I think it'd be more about what Manchester United do. Does that front three click again? Can Fernandes and Eriksen, if they both play together, Fernandes will obviously play, but if Eriksen plays with them again, can they have enough control of the game? Forest's best weapons are on turnovers, on the counter. If they go with that kind of quick three of Elanga, Hudson-Odoi and Gibbs-White behind the wood again, and if they can provide deliveries for the front man. Yeah, this is a really difficult one to call, actually. It feels like one where United might just be United and might just go there and get beat 1-0 and be a bit like their performance at your place last week. It feels like it could be like that. I'm going to give them the edge, though. I'm going to say 2-1 United, but I do think this is a really tough call.
Agreed. Fulham, Arsenal.
You're
I've got
2-1
Arsenal.
United as well, don't I? Oh, you said 2-2, didn't you? Sorry.
I said 2-2, Desmond. Fulham, Arsenal. I've got a 2-0 win for Arsenal. I actually think they're going to bounce back. Like, I think they're going to regroup, get themselves in the right headspace. They know what they need to do. They're still a very good team on when all the pieces come together. And you've got to remember the goals that we scored, we nicked, right? That attack at the beginning and then a set piece goal. I think defensively, actually, Saliba, Gabriel, still very, very solid. Zinchenko, shaky, but I still think they're very solid. So for me, 2-0 Arsenal, I've got comfortable away win for them.
This game last year, do you remember it in the running? Arsenal went there with 3-0 up in about 20 minutes, half hour or something. They absolutely battered them.
Mm.
And Joao Paulinho was not available. So I would say I was intrigued to watch this, but I won't be because I'll be at White Hart Lane. I think Arsenal will win. I think you're right. But I don't know. Fulham away is sticky. He's got banana potential. And I just reflect on the April period where it was like, I remember talking to Clayton when they drew at Anfield. And I said this before, like, you know, you could go to Liverpool and get beat. But then what you do, if you want to win a league, the way you respond is not fucking West Ham and Southampton results that followed. And should they go there and get beat, that narrative's going to feel really shit for them.
Mm. Oh, message Clayton, yeah, actually. I wonder if he woke up at 4 a.m. in Dubai to watch the game last night. Hello, Clayton. Where is he?
Hope you're feeling better than James this morning.
Oh, mate.
I just wanted to send you some love on this December the 29th morning. There's no particular reason why.
No,
I just wanted to send you some
hi.
Kisses. Wanker. 2-1 Arsenal.
Yeah. Spurs Bournemouth. I'm going to give Bournemouth the edge here, 3-2. I think a high-scoring game. I think it's just going to be another one. You're like the Kevin Keegan Newcastle now. Spurs are the new Newcastle of the fucking Keegan era, winning every game 4-3 or losing every game 4-3. But I'm going to go Bournemouth 3-2. I think you're in for an entertaining afternoon, if not a particularly exciting, happy afternoon.
Can we reiterate what I've been saying quite a lot? I've told you there's going to be some batterings in here. I've already told you there's another one coming up at Old Trafford. So we play the way we want to. And yeah, there's going to be some bad days until we get our team back. And who knows, we might not, right? It kind of already feels like it might be, well, Van der Ven's back. And then, I don't know, like a doggy will get injured or something. It is what it is. They're getting their players back fit. Bournemouth, Aarons and Smith are fine now. So I don't know if, as I said, Adam Smith might end up playing left back maybe in this one, possibly, if they think Aarons is good to go. Alex Scott is obviously in the team now. That's certainly beneficial to them. at the moment. What I would say is what they do to pick up our fullbacks, they might struggle with at certain points. If it's Christie and Scott, I don't know how good they are off the ball defensively. I mean, they're both very good on it. Off the ball defensively might have some problems, and it wouldn't surprise me if they buckle a bit and we just start well and we could win comfortably. That definitely could happen. But I think it's more likely that I agree with you, and I'm going to go 2-1 to Bournemouth.
Okie dokie. Liverpool at home to Newcastle. I'm backing Liverpool to win this 3-1, James.
Snap.
I've got a goal in Newcastle with the likes of Isak. So there's always a goal in them, but I do think it's going to be a comfy. Like, their record at Anfield is just a joke at the moment. It is really a fortress and has been for years and years now, really. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've got the same. 3-1 Liverpool. Yeah. Newcastle definitely going to benefit from having some R&R, if you will. But yeah, that at Anfield, you always fancy them generally, don't you? So I think even more so the fact that they've not won the last two there.
Yeah.
It's almost like you can't, it's difficult to foresee them not winning three home games in a row as well. So yeah, 3-1 Liverpool for me.
Yeah. And finally, West Ham, Brighton, another team. West Ham are going to benefit from 4 or 5 days rest as well. I mean, that was our fifth game in 15 days yesterday, three days. But there was a 5-day gap from our last game, and now there's a 5-day gap to this game. And visibly, like, obviously, the energy levels are going to be way better, and you know you're going to have to dig in against Arsenal. But we didn't look leggy like we had against Wolves and Man United, so that gap's going to help against Brighton. I'm going to go with a. Oh, fuck's sake! You predict it. I want to predict us to win 2-1, James, but I don't. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm tempting fate.
Yeah, 2-1.
2-1 West Ham.
2-1 West Ham. Yeah,
2-1. The thing is, though, obviously, Aguerd's been sick, right? And he's not been playing. Officially, according to FIFA, you have to release your AFCON players on the 1st of January.
No, your boys can play on the 2nd, mate. I'm certain of it.
Hudus and Aguerd and Benrahma will be available, and then they'll fly out afterwards. You'd hope that that's going to be the case.
As far as I'm aware, the legislation was changed so that... Because I think like there's a number of games in Scotland on January the 2nd as well. That's normally quite... Because I think it's bank holiday in Scotland, isn't it? I think that's quite common and stuff.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure there was enough lobbying that, okay, January the 3rd, please.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure your kudoses and stuff can play, mate.
I'm going to back us to win. If Brighton score early, I think the game changes considerably. But otherwise, home time, lights, come on. Let's do it. 2-1 West Ham.
Yeah, agreed.
Cool. Do you want to do the... our main team? I have no idea. I can't give the patrons any kind of insight on what I'm doing on my main team yet, mate.
I can say that if there's nothing in the team news that spooks me today, I'm going to have to roll. I will pick Leon Bailey, I guess it is, over Solanke, and Torres over Gabriel and Gusto. That's the intention. Mo Salah, captain, for me. Based on the prediction, that was my thought anyway. Before I kind of really thought about the predictions, and then once I did, I only felt stronger about it, to be honest. So I don't think, you know, like Sonny doesn't feel better now than it did this time yesterday. Arsenal players don't feel better than this time yesterday. I think Foden might be a better shout than Alvarez, but if I had both, I probably would captain Alvarez. Is perfectly reasonable. So is Foden. If you want to go against it.
So
and
Watkins.
And Ollie Watkins, this would be a better game for him than Sheffield United.
Good. I will see. I'm going to sit back, relax, and think about it later on today.
Porro, you think?
Yeah, Porro's high there on the list. But also Rolling is high on the list for me as well, James. Just because I want to get Robot back, and then Salah's going to go. So I'd rather give myself 2 free transfers and take a -4 next week and do a kind of mini shuffle around wildcard than one move now. Because a lot can happen in a week in terms of injuries and that kind of thing. So yeah, I'm really not sure.
What have you got? Lascelles, Tsimikas, and someone else injured?
Yeah, although Eddie Howe has said that he's hopeful that Lascelles will be fit. So
I don't think he'll be in the team anyway.
No, but I'll just give him his bench cover, right? That's all it is for me. He's my 4.0 defender. So if he ends up third on my bench but at least I've got him there as cover, then it's fine. So yeah, I'll see how it plays out.
Okay, boss.
Cool. Let's do first off, James, the zombie teams, the dead teams. Ours is in trouble. Had a better week, but generally
43 points. Saved by a somewhat fluky João Pedro 16 pointer, and I suppose Purvis Estupinan 6 points as well. So 22 points. It's over half, isn't it, from the two Brighton players in the game yesterday. Phil Foden, 8. That's our lot. But we do have complements of players back now. So Botman's back, Stupinan's back, Pau Torres will be back. I do think Pedro will get good minutes over this forthcoming period. So at the moment, it's only Haaland and Sam Johnston injured. The magnificent Mark Flecken is our other goalkeeper. Highest score for the Zombies this week, 65 points for Devlin Keith, which came from captain Trent Alexander-Arnold for 16, 6 for Estupinan, 8 for Mudrick, 5 for Rashford, 8 for Foden, 8 for Alvarez, and 5 for Cameron Archer. Lowest score, Zombies, want to guess it?
26.
13 for Adenor Bakke, who has Martinelli stuck as his captain. But that was his highest scoring player this week. Edison also got 2 points. He had 6, 7 players. 1, 2, 3. I'll read them out. Gabriel, Silva, Joel Linton, Richarlison, Bruno Guimaraes, Anthony, and Gabriel Jesus all get 1 point. Which at least he didn't have 12 points on the bench. Oh, wait, yeah, he's got Alisson and Cunha on the bench as well. So you can't even say he's like out of players. There's just no points in his team. The differential, Serge, 35 points for us. Not helped by two fat zeros for Fabian Scher and Dan Burn at centre-back. Trent's 8, Phil Foden 8, Darwin Nunes 8, Luis Diaz 4. That was our lot. We'll come back onto the differentials in a second. Highest score this week, 62 points for Sean Thorpe, 6 for Trent, 6 for Senesi, 16 for Captain Trent, 8 for Foden, 4 for Diaz, 14 for Hwang Hee Chan. Lowest score was Pierce Doherty, 19 points. Captain Callum Wilson for a big fat 2 points. His only returnee was Matthias Cunha's assist. That was your lot. We are on wild card, Serge, which means we can do what we want. Right, I'm going to give you
anyone
a list.
Anyone got to go?
Trent, obviously. So. Yeah. I'm going to give you a list of players that I've taken out and tell me if you've got any problems with any of these. So Trent's got to go.
Yep.
Steele.
Cool.
Dan Burn.
Can go.
Luis Diaz.
Can go.
Diaby.
Can definitely go.
Callum Wilson.
Can definitely go.
Ezri Konsa.
Yep, can go.
Levi Colwill.
Yeah, it can go.
Ruben Diaz.
Is he in the diff team? Differential team?
I did put him in there earlier in the week.
Oh, okay. To get a bit of value. Is he in ahead of share?
No, I'd put him in. Well, there's four players I'm going to name at the end here I did put in earlier in the week and I've changed my mind on.
Oh, okay.
So Ruben Diaz is one of them.
Did you buy him for share, did you? Probably.
If
Scher's not in the team, yeah.
No, Fabian Scher stays.
Oh, okay. Who did you buy him for then?
Someone.
Trent, maybe.
Dan Burn.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, so Burn's gone because he's already gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. Ruben Diaz can go.
Do you want Gabriel Martinelli?
No.
Do you want Gabriel Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's more... but I still have memories of that Gabriel Jesus from Man City or his first few weeks at Arsenal. He's a different player now.
Okay. The other one I put in earlier in the week and I've taken back out was Tony.
Is Raheem Sterling still in there?
Yes.
You're leaving him in?
Yes. I think that Chelsea's fixtures are really good over the next five.
I'd keep Diaz over Sterling.
Would
Luis
you?
Diaz, that is. Yeah.
Sterling has haul potential against these crap teams, and Chelsea have a few of them
And
coming
he does
up.
Haul against crap teams. It's always been the thing with Sterling, isn't it? He hauls against the shit teams. So, all right, yeah, fine, cool. Richarlison, Foden, Sterling, sure. What is this Richarlison getting subbed at 60 minutes every game? Is he going to... Is it just the case of building back his fitness and he'll play more, or...
I think what happened last night was obviously he was having chances at the start of the second half and was narrowly offside for a few, and he was unlucky with another one. I think the thought process was the chances were coming in that area. Put Sonny there because he'll fucking finish them.
Okay.
That's what I think happened. And then the chances stopped for a little bit. This is what I've gone with the wild card, Suj. And we'll do this by position in the first instance. So, goalkeepers. Emi Martinez and David Raya. Remember, money is no problem here. Okay. I've done this with 10 million in the bank still.
All right.
Honestly, can't spend it, mate.
Yeah,
you're spending
fine.
It for the sake of spending it.
Yeah.
Martinez and Raya, okay?
Yeah.
I think Raya is quite important because we can't have any of the Arsenal defence. So yeah. He's our only way to it.
Yeah. I like that. I don't particularly think he's playing that well, but also, who cares if he's getting points?
Defenders, right? I've had enough of these Colwells and Consers who are, let's get 6 points for a clean sheet. Right, fuck this shit. We're too far behind, Suj. So, Destiny the Doggy is a given.
Okay, because we can't get any of the others. Well, it's only Porro, actually, to be honest, because we ain't getting Davis or Royal.
He's also 9.8% owned. So yeah, it's now on there.
I don't mind them.
Alex Moreno, Aston Villa.
Yeah, you're big on him. Again, I had him in my minus 56 last week. Yeah, I don't mind him. I have no problem with that.
It's less than 1% owned currently.
Yeah.
Malo Gusto.
Yeah.
Alfie Doughty of Luton.
Okay. I mean, money, no object. Again, he's an attacking left back. Obviously scored. I like him as
also,
a player. I just don't know if there's better value there.
Also factor in, it's not impossible that they have two double game weeks in the next six. It's also equally possible
yeah,
they have none,
fair.
By the way. Yeah. And the final defender, I've left Fabian Schär in.
Mm-hmm.
And the thinking behind that is Newcastle's next three is rough, but then it really eases up. And at least he does offer some form of offensive threat.
Yeah, the only one that I look at and I'm like, is Doughty. Is there no one better than Alfie Doughty?
We can come back to that. We can look at some defender options. Well, in fact, now let's do that now, because as I said, money is no problem. So defenders that are listed as alternatives as well. So Lewis Dunk, who's suspended, Estupinan you can't have, by the way, still about 14%.
Yeah, I saw 14.5%. It's crazy.
John Stones and Diaz had listed. Diaz was ill in the week. John Stones now obviously injured. Now, look, City do come into a much better run, but they're just not having clean sheets, mate. And you never know if your guy's going to play or not anyway. I think if I was to go City one at the moment, because of the John Stones injury, I'd go a Kanji.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Shaw.
Yeah, or his teammate Dallow.
Can we have Dallow?
Dallow's 3.3%.
Is that it? Or Dallow, yeah, okay. Mikalenko.
Yeah, I'd take Dallow over them, yeah.
And Canato.
Yeah. Oh.
They're all fucking boring, aren't they?
Yeah. Dirty then. Leave him in.
Okay.
None inspire me, James. None of them inspire me.
Midfield. This is the five I've gone with. Bruno Fernandes. 9.9% owned.
If we must.
Well, we can. And I think the next two are good.
Fine.
Forest away and Tottenham
Fine.
At home.
Fine.
Richarlison stays.
Mm-hmm. I think he should. I think he'll still carry on starting games, even if he gets pulled at 60, 70 minutes.
Yeah, and obviously, look, with Son going away for a couple of games, then he probably
Kuhn
is going to get
the
90s.
He's going to be playing.
Raheem Sterling.
Yeah, like stays. You said, flat track bully. He can do that job.
Foden stays.
100%.
I mean, we're fucking mad if we don't. He's 12.3% owned.
He stays 100%. There's not even a debate.
And the fifth mid I've put in at the moment, and I think this is probably just on timing, is Bernardo Silva.
Short-term pick?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, look, you get Sheffield United and Burnley own two of the next three. And also, there's some players coming back soon that might be really interesting. So, Kevin De Bruyne is one.
For sure.
Right, and the money being the bank to move it. And also, another player we're obviously going to want when he's available is James Maddison.
Yep.
So I think he would be the one you'd
and
look
he's
at
close,
and go,
right, from my understanding.
What's that?
Madders is close.
Madders, nah. Well, to be honest, in FPL game weeks, it's now going to be close. I think it's probably two more.
Right, yeah, cool.
But that's
yeah,
it's probably a month
what's
away.
What's important to us. Okay. Yeah, fine. Bernardo Silva is a decent shout as well. I'm just looking at here on like there's not a lot that inspires. What does
I'll
it say about the game?
Like,
other than that,
a
Jota
Jota's one I listed. I would prefer at this stage. You'd be a bit punty, but I'd prefer to go Jota over Diaz. I think at this stage.
Yeah, me too. Actually,
Brennan Johnson.
Forget about him.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Kai Havertz.
Yeah, nah. He'll chip path. Away with a goal here and there, but I don't think Kai Havertz has haul potential in him.
I had listed Pacatar, but I think that's off now,
on
isn't
the
it?
Table, yeah, completely.
Pascal Gross
for Mr. Consistent, but again, he's not going to go crazy. I'd rather Jota or Bernardo Silva, to be honest with you.
And
those two home games for Bernardo Silva do make him attractive.
And the other one, shout out, is Leon Bailey.
Yeah, nah.
Okay.
He's just locking yourself in for a transfer within 3 or 4 weeks when he gets
So we're
injured,
happy with Sterling, Foden, Fernandes, Richarlison and Bernardo Silva.
Sure.
Okay. Forwards. Darwin Núñez, I think, has to stay, Suj.
He does have to stay.
13.7% owns.
Yeah,
I know he's a frustrating prick, but I think with Salah going as well, he's got to stay.
There's going to be a 20-pointer in him soon.
Now, the forwards, I think it's interesting. You'd mentioned you'd probably want to keep Jesus. I'd mention Tony as an option as well.
I like the idea of five and Tony, yeah.
Callum Wilson, we'd said no to at the moment, which I think is right because of Newcastle's next three fixtures. Matthias Cunha ticks over really well.
He does.
Evan Ferguson has got some really good fixtures. This is the three I've gone with. So Núñez, obviously. I think Nkunku, even though I think there's every chance he doesn't start tomorrow.
I want to own Nkunku.
I feel like we are definitely going to go there. And those fixtures are good. And in half hour tomorrow, he might do some damage, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And the third forward I've gone for at the moment, I bought him in last night. And he'll be over the limit now when you're listening to this.
João Pedro.
Yeah.
He's on 10.0%.
That's why I did it, because last night he was at like 9.8.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, let me put him in the team now.
But isn't
now.
It down to what his ownership is at 10 o'clock or something, whatever, whatever?
It doesn't matter. We're in wildcard. You make early transfers. We'll trust people to tell the truth and shit. So
okay,
if you make the early transfers, listen, if people want me to send the date of when I bought João Pedro, you'll all see it was yesterday.
So Pedro, Núñez, and
Nkunku. I think that Brighton run is good enough that I'd be happy to bench him at West Ham.
He was lively yesterday, and
he was really good.
Well,
Pedro.
Up for it. It was more attitude, more than actual, even on the pitch. He looked like he was up for it. I don't
I'll
know if
honest.
I agree. Did you see his celebration for the fourth goal?
Did he go a bit over the top? I don't
well,
see
it was
me.
The he did. He went to the crowd. He went 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the
oh, did he?
Cut
that wouldn't have
thing,
come back to bite if we'd have got a third goal yesterday, would it?
That was a little.
Hell,
it was
mate.
A little bit, mate. You don't need to. The neck cutting throat.
Jesus Christ. He'd have been
but
sitting in the dugout
dead.
After he'd come off leaning dead. For toilet paper over his shoulder, mate.
But yeah, it's just he looked up for it. I don't mind it. There's only two there, and neither of my suggestions are ones that I'm like, we got to have. I think Jesus is still interesting because I do think Arsenal will have to bounce back now, and I do think Jota or Diaz for Bernardo Silva. But they're both transfers that we can make in the next few weeks. I don't think they're pressing, or like if we don't go with Jesus now, we're going to end up regretting it.
I was really impressed with João Pedro last night. There was certainly a point early in the second half, I was looking at him and I was thinking, I wish he was playing instead up front for me instead of Richarlison. Mm-hmm. Or I wish he'd been playing wide for me instead of any of the wide players I had, actually. So, yeah, stood out, not because the penalties, not even the return, just stood out as a, yeah, good player, potential. So I think because he's on the threshold there, I think go it.
Hey.
And it can always be reversed. And the fixtures are good enough. And with Matoma and Odinga unavailable, it's a rare occasion where I think he's going to play a few of these. After you, it's Wolves at home, Luton away, Palace at home. I think he plays them.
Yep.
Are you happy with that?
I am indeed.
Okay. Now we've got to pick the team for this week. So I'd probably leave him first sub. Pedro.
Yep.
Doughty and Cher on the bench. Seems fairly standard. Play Moreno, Udogie and Gusto, even though I think there's a doubt about Gusto. I think got to play it. Raya or Martinez in goal. Martinez this week, isn't it? I think.
Yeah, home fixture. Yeah.
So then the midfield five plus Nkunku and Nunes up front.
Yeah.
Captain, you say it and we'll agree.
Foden?
Yep.
Good.
Straightforward that, mate.
Yeah.
Bryce?
Nkunku for shits and giggles.
Really? It's not a certain starter.
Darwin.
Is Darwin as a certain starter? I don't think he is. I don't think he is. We've just wildcarded. We could easily wildcard it into three forwards who don't start.
Yeah, true.
Sterling definitely plays, doesn't he?
Oh, stick it on him then.
Done. That is the diff team. So Martinez, Gusto, Udogie, Alex Moreno, Bernardo Silva, Captain Foden, Richarlison, Bruno Fernandes, Raheem Sterling, and Nkunku, Darwin Nunes on the bench, Raya, João Pedro, Doughty, Cher, who is 10 million in the bank. We will go and get Kevin De Bruyne and James Maddison as soon as they are available, mate, without any question or doubts whatsoever. Right, I need to go through the managers of the week and Jazz and all that shit first, didn't I?
Yeah. For the 56.
Oh, I did it, didn't I? Sean Fulk was best. Pierce was second. Sorry, did it.
Minus 56 is what you need.
Minus 56. Big fat donut for me because I got 56 last week. 9 for Neto, 7 for Virgil van Dijk. Don't know why I picked Levi Colwill to start over Malo Gusto because I wouldn't have fucking done it that way if I'd had them both, which I did here. Also benched Mudrick's 8. But it did have Darwin Nunes, Solanke, and João Pedro as a front three.
Nice.
You scored 15 points less.
Yeah, it was not very good. But also, I don't care, James, because I went with the Arsenal midfield trio of Martinelli, Saka, Odegaard that got me fuck all, and I'm grateful that they did. Dubravka to Udogie and Moreno, fuck all. Trent, 8. And then Solanke, our captain, for 12, and Alvarez for 8. That was it. Nothing spectacular, to be honest with you. I had Malo Gusto on the bench. Not great.
Winning manager of the week. Want to guess the score?
75.
61.
Okay, not high.
I think it was only two. I think Wayne Sturman was the other. I think got 57. It was only two people in positive this week. Remarkably. Darren Gardner with the most, 61. Returns for Alisson, Trent, Bernardo Silva, Phil Foden, Heung-Min Son, Dominic Solanke, and Julian Alvarez. Lowest score?
27
for FPL. Ooh. Roberto, who went all in on Sheffield United defensively, Everton defensively, And Newcastle offensively, which at least he captained Alexander Isak for 14 points, just as well, because the rest of his 10 only managed 13 points between them. And yes, they did all start. What have you gone for this week, boss?
Okay, for the first time in a long time, James, I have spent all my money. Zero.
Yeah,
in
I
the
have
bank.
As well this week.
Zero in the bank. Ederson in goal.
Yeah.
Back three. Pedro Porro, William Saliba, Virgil van Dijk, midfield four, Jared Bowen, Diogo Jota, captain Phil Foden, and I've got Heung-min Son in there. Up front.
You looked very pleased about that.
I think it's just one of them where all the owners of Son who've held on are going to be so smug when he returns a 16-pointer this
Serge.
Week.
He's fucking obvious. He's not available next week, so he might as well go in this week.
Yeah. My front three, Darwin Núñez, Nkunku, Gabriel Jesus, what I would have picked for the diff. My bench is Strakosha in goal, Marcus Rashford, Jared Branthwaite, and Alfie Doherty.
Rashford sub, eh?
Well, yeah. I'm thinking who would I play him ahead of, and I don't have faith in him. Maybe Jota. Maybe I'll play Rashford ahead of Jota.
Okay. Quite a few differences in here, actually. So I've gone Dean Henderson in goal. Back three of very sexy looking, which is bound to be about 4 points between the three of them. Trent Alexander-Arnold, Pedro Porro, and Alex Moreno. Midfield five, captain Mo Salah before he fucks off. Heung-min Son before he fucks off. Phil Foden, Bernardo Silva, and Cole Palmer. Up front, Julian Alvarez, Ollie Watkins. On the bench, Turner, Pau Torres, Hakuna Mateta, and Chris Richards of Crystal Palace, who I think is worth keeping an eye on as an enabler. He's 3.9. If people are really dirty, struggling
that's
for money,
cheap.
Not now, but they've got Brentford at home and Arsenal away. Game week 22, they've got Sheffield United at home. And there's some nice home games where he might be able to be used for a rotator. He's obviously covering and holding midfield at the moment. What you want under that circumstance is obviously if you get to the end of the month and Palace haven't bought a new midfielder, he might be an interesting one to stick in as a fifth defender.
Cool. Okie dokie. That's your lot, patrons. Hope you enjoyed the differential show today. Enjoy your New Year's weekend. We'll be back at you in 2024. Stay safe. Look after yourselves. Happy New Year. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Happy New Year. Cue music, please. Manchild.